And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have the man, Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3 is in the house. So we're going to be talking some serious fishing here with Andy. It's great to have him, and it's great to have you. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun day today is going to be. Nice job wrangling Andy in here, man.
Yeah.
Not easy, a guy on the water all the time.
I know, he's always on the water. Yeah, good morning, Andy.
Hey,
Andy.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Yeah, you literally just came off a trip off the Red Rooster 3.
I did. I flew home yesterday, got home yesterday afternoon, and we flew back from Cabo San Lucas, dropped the group off there. Some of the guys rode the boat up, and fortunately they're going to have beautiful weather coming
nice.
Up.
Oh, nice.
The weather, this particular trip is kind of a ridge trip. It is a ridge trip that goes down to the lower banks and then drop off in Cabo San Lucas. So it gives you kind of fish your way down and then drop off and then fly home. So you don't need
nice.
Yeah, it is a nice little trip. It was one of Jack Nielsen kind of started this whole thing years ago. I think he'd been coming out for 18 years.
Well, Jack always used to like to have his stop in Cabo.
Loved it.
Go hang out for a little while in Mexico.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he'd have his little entourage, you know, where he had, in the peak of the era, he had Del Marsh. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so there, it was really a lot of fun for the
That's
guys.
Cool.
But, you know, there's been some changes. Obviously, we lost Jack, and we're still, you know.
Still reeling on that one.
Kind of, yeah, getting through that. I mean, that was a heavy deal. But, you know, Gary Terioka has taken over, and I just wanted to say, you know.
Now, is he holding court like like Gary's Gary Holden
No, it's not. I mean, how do you yeah, copy that charisma? Yeah. I mean, it's that whole chair with the cigar and the Crown Royal on the upper deck. No,
that's a one-man show.
It's not like that, but Gary has certainly done a lot more hands-on on the boat now where it's individuals, and a lot of it is about the reels, taking the reels apart, a lot of the engineering of the reels, so people are learning about some of the equipment that's available, and it's the same program where they bring out all the gear, you know, the CalStar rods, Seeker rods, and numerous accurate reels, to the point where a lot of people don't bring gear.
Wow.
You know, which is nice because then you just, you can either fly into San Diego and leave, fly out of Cabo San Lucas and go home. And you know how the processing is now. Yeah. Your fish come up on the wherever and they ship them to you.
Yeah, you don't even have
to. So you really don't even have to be here. And I got to say, even with that resource, a lot of people still do the old traditional way. It's hard to change an old dog. But,
sure.
bottom line is, you know, with the daily jackpots and some of the man-on-man work that Gary's done, and he gives everybody a lot of attention, each individual. You know, he'll sit down with them, talk with them for a little bit, and then move on to the next guy, and then move on to the next guy. And he does spread it out. He definitely has spread it out. We missed Leo this year. We'll probably see him next year. I'm assuming we'll see him next year. Or we'll see him in June heat. We have another accurate trip, a 15-day in the end of May, beginning of June. Some of the guys come out on that as well. But, you know, there's been kind of a turnover of people because this was originally a 16-day – well, it was originally an 8-11. Then it went to 12-11. Then it went to 14-day. Then it went to a 16-day trip. And with the way that the fishing has been, the November to go down to the bank or buffer zone area, stuff like that, it's not that good anymore this time of year. It doesn't start to – produce catches until January, February, March, April, May. So we switched it back to a ridge lower banks trip.
Gotcha.
You know, and it was popular. You know, the trip was full. Everyone was excited to come out. So
you get like the mix of variety and still a shot at big ones.
Exactly. You get the mix of variety. So it's nice. And, you know, fishing had been pretty good. There was a mix of nice fish on the ridge, that 20 to 40 pound fish. And the thing is with this ridge, you guys, is everybody is on the same program here. You go down on an 8-day trip, 9-day trip, 10-day trip, I want to catch a wahoo.
Yeah.
Right. That's all that matters.
Especially in the fall, right?
That's true.
What people want to do in the fall.
It's so true.
It doesn't matter what tuna you caught, what yellowtail you caught, it doesn't make any difference. All the first thing people ask is, how much wahoo you get? And that's what it's based on. And, you know, it has been enough. It's been a lot of work to put wahoo catches together. Every once in a while, this year there was a couple of big trips, you know, where there was, you know, 80, 90 wahoo. But I would say on the average, it was probably 25 to 35 fish per boat, you know, grazing up and down the ridge for 3 days, 3 or 4 days of grazing around. You figure 10 day, one day, 18 one day, 12 one day, and they all add up. But you got to look at the big picture here. If everybody's got an opportunity to get a nice wahoo, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's fantastic. Guys come out, and it's not just the getting. Everyone says, I want to get my wahoo. You don't get anything.
Right.
It's not Christmas, man. You're not opening presents here. You got to work for it, and you acquire it, you know. You got to work for it. It's a lot of work. And I think that it's not just the final outcome of, hey, I caught one. It's the actual the anxiety and the excitement of the actual wahoo fishing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really exciting. Trolling around, you get that strike. I'm not down there watching the rods,
sure.
But it's exciting. You know, when that wahoo hits the trolling jig,
it
goes crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, we're on. and then the boat slides in and everybody's got a chance, you know.
Yeah.
The wahoo bombs go out and they're grinding. So it's that if you're in an area where you at least have a chance to catch some each day, it's great.
That's great.
It's absolutely great. You fish the tuna, you fish the yellowtail, and then when it comes wahoo time, everyone's ready. Like, okay,
cool.
When are we pulling the anchor?
So what's been putting wahoo on the boat on the Red Rooster?
Well, those nomads have been clutch, you know. And there's a method to the madness, you know. I mean, those nomads, they're slow troll jig.
Yeah.
So when we're trolling around, like in a structured area, where we feel like we have a good chance, I got to go. I mean, we're idling.
Really?
I mean, you're just going 7 knots, you know?
Really?
6, 8, 7. Because if not, those things go berserk back there. They come flying out of the water. Those DTX, you know, the ones with the big bill. And, I mean, those have been great, regardless color. Everyone likes the pink. You know, I get it. Everyone likes the pink one. But those have been fantastic. But you've got to make sure that they're rigged up right. You know, people come out, and if they've got too heavy a wire, if they have wire, they may not swim.
Wiring yours, or are you not wiring?
We just straight tied it, 100-pound mono, you know, because by the time you're done back there horsing around with it, trying to get it to swim, and, oh, God, your turn's over. You know, somebody else gets a strike because they listen to what we said and just tie mono on there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're on, the other guy's horsing around with a wire leader. It's like, just go with the flow.
So bring more than one.
And it's not
it's good for the tackle swing,
yeah,
right?
No. Well, the thing is nice is a lot of times they grab the body. We don't lose as many as you would think.
Yeah.
You really don't. Out of a trip, let's say you caught 50 wahoo, you might lose 10.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't that bad.
No.
I mean, if you catch 50, that means you've lost a lot. People don't understand. If you hook 10 wahoo and you catch 2, you're doing pretty
good.
That's
not bad.
The number.
Like, yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, so people come out.
Why are they so hard to catch?
They're hard to catch because they got a really hard mouth.
Yeah.
And the way that they come up and grab the bait is they'll either come up and slice it and go, but when they come up and go to slice something hard, it's like a tug of war. You know, they pull a little, you pull a little, and it's that time where the guy, where the amateur will wind down and swing, and you just pull the jig right out of his mouth. So it's a tug of war there, and you're waiting for that wahoo to actually get fed up with that tug of war and change direction and then run.
Gotcha.
And then once he runs, that's, you know, in theory, the indicator, oh, hey, I have a chance that it's probably hooking him out.
Maybe you got a hook in him somewhere.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
you know,
a humbling
you know the technique.
Fish.
You know, it's that hold the rod at the point the rod at the fish and turn the handle.
Yep.
Let the reel slip, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out until it takes off. And then you're like, okay, maybe I got this.
Now I can
conventional method.
And then keep it tight, right?
Oh, yeah. Always.
That's always the tough one, yeah.
The other thing with those DTX is, like you say, too, is it, with as fantastic of a lure it is for getting by, the longevity in those things is not like a 1980s Marauder. Like it's not, no matter what you do, it's not going to last you for the next 10 years of your long range fishing.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, again, just same thing, like they're good for a handful of fish. Like they're good for a half a dozen of them, and then something seems to happen. They crack or they break or whatever. So I'm the same way with those. You know, it's just kind of not, they don't swim or get bit nearly as good with your big heavy piece of wire on there. And, you know, so if the longevity's not there, man, just get the bite out of it.
So you
one or two, if one or two goes away, then one or two goes away.
Yeah,
you're changing the hooks?
Those things
I never did.
I hate the hooks on them. They're awful. They have no bar, but that lure is so particular about, man, it's like if you do anything to it, they just don't work.
It just doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So you can't change it.
Putting some 7691s on there, if it swam, great, sure, that'd be awesome, and you'd probably get more fish and you'd have less of them shake off, but they're so particular about not swimming well if you do anything to it. And Andy's description is so perfect. Like, the more you mess with it, the less likely it is to swim. And in that amount of time, somebody else has already hooked your fish and your troll rotation's over. That was a perfect description. It's so right.
Yeah, just bring it in, cut it off, put the other one on.
Yeah.
Just start fresh, man.
Yeah. Have a standby right ready to go.
Kind of, yeah.
We had this guy on the last trip. He had this Nomad carrier, like this big bundle, and I go, wow, that thing's kind of nice, you know, a little nicer than what I would expect. And it rolled out, and he had, I think, 10 Nomad DTXs in it, and a couple other the other ones, and they're all brand new, shiny. And I was like, okay, you're gonna. I hope. I'm imagining right now that the 8 of these are probably gonna swim, and then the rest of them are hopefully gonna be gone. But unfortunately, the wahoo fishing was not very good. We had a couple of days where we had some chances, but you know, a lot of this off-color water moved in here the last 2 weeks, and it wasn't very good. You know, so it was kind of a. I mean, it's fishing.
It's
the
fishing
way it is.
There's
not much you can do about it, and it's not like we didn't have coverage. We had guys all over everywhere, starting at the rocks down to the 23, 38, I mean, all of the popular areas, even offshore, you know. We had a couple of runs offshore. We'd look for kelps and da-da-da, no sign. So.
But that could change tomorrow.
It could change. You know, one of the guys, day before yesterday, went out to the rocks, and they had a dozen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like, okay, but the water's 70 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're going out there and it's 75. It's 70 degrees. We've caught them there in 70, but
sure.
A guy likes that nice 73, 74, especially this time of year.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's not going to get any hotter than as the days
right.
roll on.
Yeah. You're running out there going, oh, 70.5. I hope we've got that. And there's a good chance it's in the sea. When I ran out there in the beginning of the trip, it was 69.5. So we got out
so
there.
So it did warm up a little bit.
It warmed up a little bit. Yeah, but there was no sign when we were there. There's still sign of that nice little tuna, though.
That's good.
Yeah, there's very good sign of that, you know, which is it not, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, we already caught that. What about next year?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're talking about building blocks here. You know, hey, we got this nice.
And just
know,
that there's tuna at the rocks again.
Absolutely. And we're not getting violated by those sharks, those, what were those? Hellacious sharks. Those bronze whalers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. so they're building blocks, and now
he loves Bronwyn.
Oh my God, hellacious. So anyway, they're building blocks on that particular destination, man, and that's what we want. We want to see change for the better in that, because it's been a heartbreak. You go there, and every time I go there, people are like, "What happened to the tuna at the rocks?" I go, "I don't know."
Yeah,
I mean,
now do those big yellows still live there?
We caught some big yellowtail this year
on the
bank.
Yeah,
on the bank. So here's the whole thing with that is that the sharks showed up on the bank. So it was
the bronze whalers were there?
The bronze whalers
showed
up on the bank periodically.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to go in and make a little catch on those.
Yeah.
And then the next guy would come in and go, ugh.
Yeah,
but that's fishing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're all excited next year about this something moving in on top of this.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
It's a cycle.
Yeah. I mean, hey, next year maybe it's that, you know, anticipate that 30 to 60 pound fish.
Sure.
Oh, sitting there picking nice yellow 30 to 60 pound tuna.
Oh man.
Pick it up, wahoo. Maybe getting
get
wahoo on the anchor.
That's long range fishing.
Legendary.
At its finest.
Yes, legendary.
That's what you
Atlantis.
Go for. Yeah, for sure. So tell us about the Red Rooster 3. People that may have not been familiar with the boat.
Well, the boat is 105 feet long. It's one of the Bill Poole built boats, so it's sister ship or very close to Royal Polaris, and looks like. Well, it looks very much like the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably the closest outline boat. It's a little bit smaller, though.
Yeah.
You know, the Royal's a little bit bigger. So, anyway, the boat's been around for a while, built in 82. And it very much ran very much scheduled like most of the other long-range boats, with the exception of a couple of little things that we talked about, this Riviera Cruise.
Right.
That we just put out last year, and we started to get these things birthed. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. But the the boat runs these 3 to 15-day trips all year. You know, the three to 8-day trips all summer long. And we like destinations, you know, down to San Pablo, down to the ridge, out to Guadalupe. Unfortunately, we didn't have that option this year, but out to Guadalupe. And then up to the San Clemente Island and off the coast of Baja California. You know, it's a nice parking structure for when you get in here. You get in here, you check into the office, you're assigned a room early. The rooms are beautiful. They all have vanities in them, so you have some privacy with some of your toiletries and some of the things that you do. Most of the rooms are all two people, so if you got a buddy, it works out fantastic, you know, and they're all downstairs, air-conditioned, very comfortable.
And you keep the boat in such pristine shape.
Oh, all the
boats really
are.
Work
Yeah, all the boats, all these long-distance boats are very well kept. And I think that we go a little above and beyond on some of the Gucci things, you know.
Absolutely.
That we've done over the years. But maintenance is a big thing. And it's the little things of maintenance, too, you know. You try and keep things up to snuff right down to a door latch.
Yeah.
You know, or a doorknob, you know. I mean, it's one of those things where you try and keep things. And it's hard.
Yeah, keeping
it's,
the heads, the showers, everything just right.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
It is difficult, and it's a lot of work. The food is another thing, you know. All of... costs have gone up, you know, we're all experiencing that and trying to, that's when you need talent,
I'm sure.
Where they can take your existing food and a lot of your things that you have and create new delicious things with what you have available. And you're going to probably see a lot of that throughout, not just in this industry, but you'll probably see a lot of talent bringing out new things with existing product that they have. But Mikey's been with us now for 10 years, and Justin's been doing some cooking this year, and he's gotten up really quite well.
Yeah.
So, and having two cooks is clutch. I mean, yeah. You want to talk about
Your guys aren't cooks, though. They're chefs.
Oh, they're chefs.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Yeah, the chefs in the galley, and then the chef, quote, chef, goes running out when we get a Wahoo strike.
And he's the first one in the water, right?
Yeah, there goes
Come on!
Oh, I got to get one for the galley.
Yeah. Why not? That's why they're on the boat, right? That's
yeah. Cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Andy Cates, and he teased you a little bit about a great thing. We're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Lots of fun. Going to be a great show. Man, we want to have you join us. If you want to call the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to send us a text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, the easiest way to listen to the show. You can listen to all the archive shows. If you missed a great show yesterday with Cal and Eric Sheets, you can dial that one up and listen to it on your drive home from work. It's a great way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And the only way to text in your questions to Captain Andy today. And man, we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of today's show. Someone's going to get a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate, and you can order absolutely any pair on Costa Del Mar, up to $300 value. Texters and callers are both eligible to win this killer prize. As always, we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show. That coin's going to designate whether the winner's going to come from the caller or texter side. So if you're texting in a question, make sure you include your contact info so we can call you back and get your address, send you that gift certificate for a pair of Costas.
And I'm going to give our listeners a little hint. You want a new pair of Costas, and you want to talk to Andy. A great way to do it would be via the phones, because we get like 100 texts every show, and we physically cannot get to all of them. But your better chance to get through and talk to Andy is on the phones, which is 213-432-1090.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got a ton of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Taking your phone calls, reading your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, shoot us a call, 213-432-1090. Or, again, you can always text us via that Let's Talk Hookup app. Great info. Just, man, so pumped to have Captain Andy in here. Today's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, good stuff. So you were talking, made reference earlier to some really fun family experiences on the Red Rooster. And you described this to me. And, guys and gals, listen to this, because yeah, this is cool. Super, super cool.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the rant. All right, so last year we did this in February here to find out. This is a period of time in Magdalena Bay where these gray whales come into the bay and bring in the babies and then start working their way up the coast. But it gives an opportunity to go in there and take the Red Rooster in there and spend some time in there. So what happens is the boat comes in, and I've got three trips, and I've called them Riviera cruises, and we did them last year, and they were really a big success. They are a couple's trip. We did do a little bit of fishing. I would rate the fishing not that great, not compared to the other activities that we had available right on the boat. So the boat is, I resituate the boat a little bit to where it's more of a lounging situation. We put up these little tables on the back deck, put some of the tackle racks away and some of the stuff that we use in the summertime. But it all of a sudden becomes like a little boutique
cruise. Mini cruise.
Yeah, right. It's a boutique cruise. And the special thing here is what people don't understand is you get down into this Magdalena Bay on this, call it a mega yacht, you got 12 other couples with you. You've got a
so maximum of 24 people on the
yeah, 24 people is the max. So there's 16 rooms, so there's a couple extra rooms even. So you've actually got the choice of rooms. Anyway, it's the comfort, it's the security, and it's a quick trip. They're only 4-day trips. And the whole way this thing started is Andrew and I, my son, we went down to Lopez Mateo, and we went down there and spent a couple of days, 3-4 days down there, kind of checking this whole place out. And we were in a small boat, a little catamaran, 25-foot catamaran, and we were zipping all over. We did the whale thing. We did the fishing thing. We went down to Magdalena Island and did the hike and did all this stuff. But we were in this little tiny boat, and in February, the temperature is cool. You know, it's at 72 in the daytime, 73 cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at night, it's, you know, that 59, 62 degree temperature. So it's a little bit cool at night. So it wasn't that great in a little boat. So I thought, well, God, man, we should bring the big boat down here. We can bring people onto the big boat, let them experience some of these resources down here. So, like, for instance, the way this works is I like to go down to Porto Chale, and I've fine-tuned some things. So you fly down to La Paz. I have three couriers waiting for you down there, two for the people that hold 12 people each, one for luggage, because everybody's going to bring luggage. Now, I learned on the last year that bring a carry-on. You don't want to bring the blow dryer and you know, the parkas and the hiking boots. You just don't need it. Water shoes are great. That's all you need. Water shoes,
jacket,
pairs of jeans, sweatshirt, shorts, that's it. It's not that much.
And if you want to fish, you'll have the gear on the boat.
If you want to fish, I will bring gear. And yeah. I can send you out with this little catamaran. It's a 25-foot catamaran. You have to pay him. It's not included in the original thing. But the trip is $1,800 per person, but it includes the travel in the shuttle to the Red Rooster.
All you have to do is get to La Paz, which is easy out of CBX or LAX.
That's cheap. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So you get, if you're out of LA or out of San Diego. So you get to the Red Rooster, or you get to Puerto Chale, then you get on a Ponga, then you go through mangroves, which is spectacular.
I'll bet that's
right
cool.
out of the gate, you're like, oh my, look at this. Whales going off, porpoise going off, birds going off.
When Puerto Chale is in...
Puerto Chale is in Magdalena Bay. It's the very southern end. And
very southern end.
They have an industry there.
How far is the drive from La Paz to Puerto Chale?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why I like to go down there.
Yeah.
Because if I go up to Lopez Mateo, it's like 4 hours. Nobody wants to drive 4 hours.
Sure.
So I'll drive, and then I'll meet you down there. So you get to the Puerto Chale thing is actually a landing for these whaling adventures. They have a lot of these Ponga outfits, and I charter a couple of them. They come once you come out to the boat. We charter that those boats to bring you out to the Red Rooster. Then we do our typical thing, you know, where we do our safety seminar and then have dinner. And then the next morning we'll do whaling. So the boats come out, pick you up off Red Rooster. You do whaling for a couple of hours. And the nice thing is that when you get back to the boat, it's clean, it's secure. You've got lunch ready, showers. If you want to go out and take a nap, you got the beautiful stateroom. I've got a girl, a housekeeper that we've hired to come out on the boat.
No
she,
kidding.
And she,
get out of here.
She makes up the bunks every day. And then in the afternoon, I get the wet bar ready, and she serves cocktails in the afternoon.
Come on.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And then, to top it off, weather permitting, if we have light winds, she'll set up her massage table on the bow.
Sweet.
So you get a $30 massage, hour massage on the bow, and she's a sweetheart. So, I mean, that's just kind of one of the things.
And this is a four-day trip. So, and here's the other thing, too, is that if you get a little seasick, you don't have to worry about that because you're not in the ocean.
You're not in the ocean.
Yeah.
You're in the bay.
You're
the boat
in the
doesn't
bay.
Move.
The boat doesn't move at all.
And it's not threatened to move.
Yeah.
I mean,
and where are where in relationship to where the boat is are the whales?
The whales are usually they're not around the boat because I can't legally take the boat to the whales.
Gotcha.
Because the pongas that are there, and when I say pongas, I mean they're like 32-foot.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful, you know.
But it's pretty close. You get into the Ponga, and then you go to the whales, which
is 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. They come and get you, and then they take you up. I get as close as I can.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and whales come by, you know, and blah,
sure.
I can't go up and...
But they go in and do the petting of the whales, whole thing.
Oh, it's incredible.
I was going to say, how close is your interaction usually from the Ponga to the...
You pet.
No kidding.
Yeah, very similar to what some of the other boats do, the
sure.
Spirit and the Searcher. You know, you get in
right.
there and you pet the whales, and they're very friendly.
That's so cool.
So that's one of the cool activities. Usually do that the first day. And then I'll idle up to Magdalena Island, and there's a hike up there that I really thought was incredible. It's kind of a beachcomb hike. And I think the most incredible thing about it is that you're walking on sand that very few people ever have.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Very few people. And there's these treasures. Like it might sound a little bit morbid, but when you're walking up this big Half Moon Bay and there's a giant whale carcass,
right.
You know, that it's all the skeleton, the porpoise, the sea lions.
Yeah.
Or the porpoise, the sea turtles.
It's just untouched area.
It's untouched. And then you come back off of that 2 mile hike, and then there's this little palm frond restaurant.
Wow.
Where he cooks all the local fresh fish.
Get out of here.
The shrimp, the chocolate clams.
Oh.
Oysters, fresh fish. So all 24 people sit down and we have a huge lunch.
Wow.
That's so rad.
And it's the total sacred Baja lunch. You know, you got beer there and all this fun stuff. So then we get off of there. I got to get the people off the beach in Ponga. They come and just pick them up. We go a quarter mile. The boat's right there. We go a quarter mile and then we start our voyage up through the mangroves. And this is where things are hectic for the operator because I got to take the boat up this little tiny canal. And in some places, it's 10 feet deep.
Well,
and
the boat, and what's the boat draw?
The boat draws 6.
Oh, okay.
So I got 4 feet to spare.
Oh, yeah, no big.
You better
look
at the tide chart, right?
But I'll tell you
just
what.
Just a 105-footer with 4 feet under you.
Well, fortunately, this catamaran that I keep mentioning, I hire him to go in front of me.
Ah.
So I have a little insurance policy. So he goes in front of me and kind of maps out the way. And even though I could probably do it with the plotter, why not? I give him a couple $100, you know.
Sure.
Just, why not?
Totally.
You know, he wants to
safety
do
first.
The work. Yeah. He wants to have the work to do. So anyway, you go up this 25 miles, go up this snaking mangrove.
Oh, cool.
And it's really incredible. And then all of a sudden it kind of opens up. And then you're in a bigger channel, and then you're at Lopez Mateo. And up at Lopez Mateo, the top there at Soledad, there's another entrance exit to the mangroves, and the whales pile up there. So we get up there in the evening, kick the anchor over, and then have dinner and relax on the anchor there. And some of the things that you go up, there's a thing where they have these sand dunes, and they're on the left-hand side of the boat, the port side as you go up, and there's sand waterfalls.
Wow.
I've never seen anything
really?
Like that. You go up and you're like, whoa, what's going on there? And there was a few people taking pictures, and I was like, so I got in there a little bit closer, and they were like time-lapse picturing these sand waterfalls going up the thing. And it was incredible. It was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
with the sky blue.
Well, there's so many kind of cool
things. So many cool things.
And Baja is just amazing. Speaking of Baja, let's head down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland is on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick.
Doesn't that sound like a fun trip, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sign me up, Andy.
Hey, John. how are you, man? It'd be great to have you.
That whole area is just amazing. You know, the mangroves and everything. People don't realize how huge that bay is.
It is huge.
It's incredible. You're an adventure, another Baja adventure, Andy, for sure. Sign you up. Anyway, we're doing well down here. You know, it's interesting. Water's, I think, a little warmer than it normally would be late November, 81, 82 degrees. Cool mornings, real pleasant days down here. It's a nice time of year to be down here. And surprisingly enough, you know, this we're really kind of winding down for our season. But we've been real busy and sending out 3 or 4 boats a day. And the fish have been cooperating. Gosh, it's a surprising how good the fishing is right now. All the boats are limiting on Dorado. And some big bulls are coming in. All the boats are bringing in bulls to 40 pounds, between 30 and 40 pounds. But they're limiting on Dorado between 10 and 25. There's a lot of Dorado around, real close. Everything is between the Lighthouse and La Rivera. Rincon Bay is really the most productive. We're getting a lot of good bait. You know, not many boats going out, so the bait guys are just loading up the boats with bait, and so a lot of chumming going on, and really picking up some nice fish. Wahoo as well. You know, if we're sending out 4 boats, one boat will come in with not just one Dorado. If they run into them, they're getting multiples. Not real big fish, but 20 to 40 pounders, And that's happening daily, all week long. That's been going on. And lots of striped marlin. The striped marlin are back in. And anybody that wants a striped marlin can run along the bank there and pick them up on the troll with ballyhoo. Still, for this time of year, surprisingly good fishing, and we're surprisingly busy. So it's been a great year, you guys.
It has. And we're looking forward to next year, too. It's already filling up very quickly at Rancho Leonero for good reason. And if we want to go, we better book now, right, John?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year next year. It sure will. And Andy, I hope to see you down there again one of these times.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to, man. I love it down there. It'd be great. I'll keep in touch. We'll leave it. How's that sound?
I'll go with you. You can come down by me. How about that?
Hey,
right?
That sounds like a deal, man.
There you go. Yeah. That sounds good.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Rancho Leonero isn't far from La Paz. You head right out down there. Hey, if we want to get down there, John, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sure will, John. Thank you, John. You too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, John. Take care.
Thanks. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great.
Good morning.
See the Royal Polaris right next to us at the dock here today, and they just came in, right?
Yeah, Roy had a very nice trip, some phenomenal fishing. Probably the thing that people talked about more was the grouper fishing and the calico bass fishing. They were talking about catching. One guy told me he caught, and released, so we don't get in trouble, said he had to catch 60 calico bass that were all over 5 pounds. And he had them up to 8 pounds, he said. And he said he released all but 3 of them. And he said it was just the most fun fishing that he ever had. And, of course, they had very few wahoo. They only had a couple handfuls of wahoo, lots of yellowtail, lots of tuna, et cetera. But the main reason why I called, Pete, is I watched the Polaris Supreme unload this morning. I watched the Fortune unload, the Pacific Queen. God, what gorgeous catches. And you know, unless you've just given up fishing for the year, you ought to think about it, man. There is some very, very good bluefin tuna fishing going on, and it's all like 60 to 100 pounds. It's just gorgeous, beautiful fish, okay?
Perfect size.
Oh, it's just so impressive to watch them unload right now. It's just,
oh, my God.
It's like, you know, I keep saying, you know, 10 years ago, Pete, you would think that one of these three-day boats were coming back from Clarion.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is it's really close, too, right, Frank? And absolutely spectacular weather on the water right now.
Yeah, it's moved back out now. You know, those fish move around all the way up to 60 miles.
Oh, no. Wow, that's far, huh? Wow. Well, hey,
all right.
I know that Seaforth, Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing have boats that are still going, right?
That's correct, and you can find, well, I believe the Pacific Queen is running its last trip today. The Fortune has a couple trips on schedule, and he's been doing a phenomenal job. They had limits this morning, or close to limits. That's correct.
Yeah.
And Polaris Supreme has 2 3-day trips open in December that somebody wants to catch Christmas bluefin. I'm sure Aliar will give it a hell of a go.
That's cool. Great. Well, great to hear you, Frank. And it was funny, you know, I pulled up going to the world headquarters here this morning. I said, oh, here's the Royal. Oh, they're here. They're going to be here through Thanksgiving. I look at the schedule. No, you're leaving on a 3-day today, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, Frank. Well, great to hear from you.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that very much.
Man, we appreciate Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
See you later, Frank.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming in, including your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Red Rooster 3. What a great morning this has been,
Dave. Yeah, boy, I'm ready to sign up for those Riviera Whale Cruise. Man, that sounds unbelievable. I mean, we're going to talk more about that, but it's time for the catch report.
I was going to say, if Dallas had the radio this morning on, I know what my February is going to consist of for next year for sure. Hey, it is time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Hey, low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat is what it's all about right now. Only at Summit Gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can buy your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They've got beer, soda, snacks. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to the manager, Martha, and their friendly staff. So much more than just the lowest prices on fuel and the free ice. It's a very easy pull-through with your boat trailer. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. That's a can't miss. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Yo, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Great, Brian. Good morning.
Good, good, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have a killer week.
You too.
Good stuff going on, man. Gosh, what the hell's this weather? It's insane. It's
beautiful.
Gosh. Spectacular.
Yeah.
We got a whole week of it.
It makes me so excited because Tuesday I'm headed for beautiful Detroit. I think right now it's like 20 or something. But it's going to warm up to 40 on Tuesday.
If it makes you feel any better, I think it's going to be 81
on Thanksgiving Day. We have beautiful weather this year. Yeah.
Bummer. That's the joke on the deck every day is we're out there taking our sweatshirts off, enjoying the sunshine. We're like some poor souls shoveling snow someplace.
That's it, man.
Yep. Somebody's shoveling snow right now.
Yep. Well, hey, you know, we had a pretty simple week for our fishing. You know, our passenger loads kind of mellowed out a little bit, which is always November's notorious for that for, you know, any half day or three quarter day program up and down the coast here. But our half day stuff, we're still centered on that bass fishing, and we've been fishing a couple different little zones. Some days the guys have been in the shallows. The water's been incredibly clear, like the conditions have been beautiful. So some days they're getting in that shallow stuff. 12 to 20 feet of water, catching calico bass and sheephead. And then other days, they've been, you know, with lighter load, they've been out in that 80 to 100-foot zone fishing sinker setups. So some nice sand bass out in that deeper water with some sculpin and whitefish, a little bit of bonito out there, too, for those guys throwing the little shiny jigs. But, man, some of the bass on that those inside stones have been pretty impressive this time of the year as well. Three-quarter day stuff, we're still targeting that shallow water rockfish. So some good hits on the Boccaccio and the Reds this week. Again, I'm going to tell you that 100-gram and 120-gram Colt Sniper, it's outfishing the bait for sure. 400 size reel with like 40 to 50 pound braid and a 20 foot leader of 30 pound monofilament will have you in the game. So bring a few extra jigs. Some guys snagging those things up on the bottom is kind of a bummer, but the fish we've been catching has been anywhere from on the bottom to 10, 15 cranks off the bottom. So that's filled out pretty good down there. And then some other bottom fish on the dropper loop baits, like a whitefish and the sculpin, the sheephead, you know, the usual players out there. But just standard bottom fishing with beautiful conditions, you know, making drifting or getting the boat on the anchor pretty simple. So I'd imagine we're going to see the same this week with this killer weather. Obviously, we're not running on Thursday, but, you know, we're looking good all week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call here. Our phone number 949-496-5794. You can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And I will also throw this out there. Come December, we have our kids fish free deal on, you know, our half day and three quarter day trips. You buy two adult fares, you get a free kid ticket. So like a half day, you're saving $55 by getting a kid out there and $71 fare for a three quarter day for a kid. So you're saving some money if you want to bring kids fishing in December.
Awesome. Yeah, good for you guys. All right, Captain Rulli, sure appreciate all you guys do at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Pete. You guys, too. We'll see you later.
All right.
Thanks, Willie.
Hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed, and they're dying to talk to Andy here.
Every single phone line full. You got that. We're going to start off with Bob. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Andy, Knut, the giant 6'5" Viking from Norway's flying in for your Sonny Jones trip on January 19th, a 15-day, and... he caught a 252 on his first trip on your boat, and he loves your boat, and he wants to catch one, though, that's bigger than he is. So I'm serving for another giant guy that's going with me, so I got three of them. And how about recommending a line size blue label for big baits? We're talking skipjack, small tuna, and so forth, and the hook size.
So so let's start from the beginning here. You're talking about a fishery like the Hurricane Bank. This is a 15-day trip?
Yep.
Okay. Well, usually, you know, we'll rig everybody up fishing big bait like that, or man bait, whichever you want to call it.
Man bait.
Fishing a big bait like that. You know, I personally like using that 7691 or 7699. That's an offset version of it. And, you know, you can go anywhere from straight tie 130 to that, or some guys will make up a leader. But I like using, personally, I like using a little bit of monofilament on that. Some guys will just use a 15-foot top shot. The problem with that is they get all rigged up and think they got things lined up. But you got to remember that skipjack, when you launch that away from the boat, 90% of the time that skipjack runs directly back to the boat, circles one rudder, the other rudder, the anchor line. And it is funny, but it's not funny when it happens.
Yeah,
but see, the problem is that it wedges into everything. Then you got to cut the spectra, and then you don't have a top shot, so you're out of business. So what I tell most of the guys is, you know, put like a – and it doesn't matter whether they're – pulling 130-pound line or 100-pound line. So when you're using a big bait like that, I prefer to use the heaviest line you can fish with. But use some monofilament. You know, use a boat length of monofilament. That way, when it does swim back and wrap around, we can slide it through the running gear, slide it around the anchor line, get it free, and at least get a majority of your line back so you can at least, at very minimum, tie another hook on. So there's more than just casting it out and hoping for the best. You know, you do got to strategize, and it's one of those things where, you know, you'll come out and I'll go through this whole thing fishing a big bait and what I like to see. You know, every boat's different, that's fine and all, but it is kind of a disaster when you got to re-rig everything after bait. You know,
I just got this bait in the water.
But I like a nice, 8-0 or a nice 9-0, 7699 or 7691 for the hook. And then if we need to make variations on the leader size and the leader thickness, that's no big deal. But a straight tie is a good idea. 150, you know, do a 100-foot top shot, 150 on there, and that'll make a nice leader line for that.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we're going to continue on with our catch report. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Good morning,
Gundy.
My enthusiasm far outflies the fishing. It's a little tough, you know. You can't polish the turd. you know, different things happening. We're in a transition. Real tough fishing this week. You know, the water temp dipping into the 50s up there in Santa Barbara, 59, 58. The water's cleaned up, but clear and cold. Not a lot of feed for the bait, so the bait's a little thin. So you add in, you know, the wind and then some slack tides, and you got some very few reports this week. What I can say, though, is we did get a few, and they do kind of portend what may be to come. Hook, Line, Sinker reported slow fishing overall. They did get some off-color water in there. And, of course, the slack tides, 59-degree water, and lots of wind. But one angler fished off Goleta there and scored a couple real nice pound-and-a-half barred perch. So, you know, that's something we're going to see with the water temperature dipping down, especially on those northern beaches. We'll see more quality starting to show up. Wiley's reported a 30-inch halibut, and that's something else to think about this time of year. You're not going to find a lot of fish, but the bites you get are usually good ones, and a 30-inch is a nice keeper, and it was taken near the old chart house on a half piece of sardine. Another angler caught and released several sheephead, and you're seeing that, some Cabazon sheephead, some of those cooler water species starting to filter in. I think he made the catch on clam, which is an unheralded bait for sheephead, well worth trying. Not much in between, slow in the Long Beach area. You know, the water temp, I'd say, from Newport South, 61, 62 degrees. That's about a 4-degree dump, you know, since last week or whatever. So that's to be expected. But another bright spot was an angler fishing off Cotton's Point there had a 34-inch white sea bass on a big 7-inch blacksmith perch pattern swim bait. That I spent a lot of time around that Cotton's Point, and that's one of those spots, and those are spots you want to look at as we go into winter, spots that are holding sea bass throughout the year. And, you know, a blacksmith perch isn't a typical pattern, but those bigger fish, when the, you know, the school anchovies, school sardines aren't around, they'll move into the reef and they'll feed on blacksmith perch, or they'll feed on salimas or whatever they can get their mitts on. So wintertime is the time of opportunistic feeding for those white sea bass. So don't discount catching fish in the shallows, especially on points. You know, off of river mouths, and then of course listening to reports like ours, and finding stretches that have been holding.
Good,
yeah, so.
There you go. Yeah, Gundy.
That's
Anderson.
It, Pete.
Hey, you polished it up good.
Yeah.
Well polished.
Well polished, man.
Hey, I learned from the best.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that, and we'll.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Yeah, have a nice
happy
week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family and good food.
Thanks, Gundy. Hey, we got a bonus to the catch report. We got Captain Tyler of the Tribute is on the line this morning. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going so far?
We're doing great. You guys still fishing?
Yeah, we are. We just returned this morning from a day-and-a-half trip. We only had 17 passengers. We ended up catching 32 bluefin, so we're just too shy of the limit. Very, very nice grade of fish out there. Yesterday, mostly 60 to 80-pounders. We had one stop. We caught a handful of probably 15 to 20-pounders, but most of that fish was very, very nice.
Ooh,
that's awesome, man. Still rolling.
And beautiful weather and close to home, too, right?
Absolutely gorgeous weather. I don't think we saw more than 8 knots of breeze throughout the day yesterday and almost no swell to go with it.
Nice.
Really good opportunity. We are out again tonight as well. Another Pizza Port sponsored trip. I think we have 19 open spots left.
Oh.
Good chance to get out and get your Thanksgiving bluefin.
Tomorrow looks even nicer than yesterday on the weather charts and stuff. So you want
it does.
Oh boy, and then wonderful opportunity.
That's a nice light load.
Super light load.
And daytime fun fishing, fly line and sinker rig and lures, the whole nine?
Yeah, we had two pretty good stops during the day yesterday. We ended up one for six early afternoon. Then we had another long drift in the afternoon, probably 3 or 4 hours. We picked up 12 of those 60 to 80 pounders, mostly on the sinker rig.
That's awesome.
Sounds like
Tyler.
Fun
nice
fishing.
Going, man.
Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Tribute tonight, what time are you leaving, and how do we get a hold of you?
We are 7 o'clock departure tonight. You can call Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, or you can always book online, seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com.
Yeah, great. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that. And, hey, good luck tonight. Look forward to hearing how you do. I'll bet you're going to whack them.
Good job.
Thanks,
Tyler.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's going to wrap up our catch part. Great news. The 2023 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is being printed right now and will hit the stores this week. This calendar includes fantastic fishing photos, all the important dates, the daily tide charts, tips, techniques, and fishing regulations. You can pick up your calendars at all the local tackle stores, landings, and at all Turner's Outdoorsman locations, or you can order yours online at surffishtackle.com. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more with Captain Andy. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call. Call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at costasunglasses.com.